Chapter 16. Lexi padded into the kitchen, her bare feet making slapping sounds on the linoleum. The sun streaming through the window lit up the room. She smiled when she saw Jack's coffee cup neatly placed in the sink, a warm glow of contentment filling her. She felt happier than she had in weeks. Soon, the killer would be behind bars. She'd get the payment she needed for the bakery, and her and Jack were back together. What more could she ask for? Sprinkles happily danced at her feet. She squatted to pet her. "It's a beautiful day today. What do you say we go visit Nan's, then take a walk in the woods to retrieve your leash?" Sprinkles increased the pace of her dancing. Lexi didn't know if that was a yes to the walk or a sign the dog was hungry. She filled her ceramic dog bowl, setting it on the floor. While Sprinkles munched contentedly on her dog food, Lexi scrounged in the fridge for breakfast. She ignored the eggs, milk, and fruit, reaching straight for a small banana cream pie she had stashed in the back. She figured it was the closest thing to a balanced breakfast, because it had fruit from the bananas, protein from the cream, and carbs from the crust. While she ate the pie, she rummaged in the drawers for Sprinkles' old leash. The new one, an expensive retractable model, was still tangled in the woods, and Lexi needed something for her visit to Nan's. Sprinkles was good at staying with her, unless a cat or squirrel wandered into view, but she still wanted to make sure the dog was safe and didn't wander around the retirement center unattended. She saw the frayed material of the old purple leash shoved in the back of a drawer. Grabbing it with her fingertips, she pulled it out. It was beaten almost to shreds with some very thin areas. But it would have to do. She shoved it in her purse, then headed upstairs to shower and change.
"Sprinkles!" Ida shouted the dog's name from the other side of the retirement center lobby. Sprinkles wagged her tail. Straining at the end of the leash, she couldn't get over to greet the four women fast enough. Lexi let the dog pull her toward them, then perched on a chair while the older women lavished Sprinkles with attention.
"Are you going to bring her around to the other residents?" Ruth asked as she bent forward to stroke the dog's ears.
Lexi occasionally brought Sprinkles to the retirement center to visit some of the elderly patients who couldn't get out. She was always a big hit. "Not today," Lexi said. "I'm in a bit of a hurry, but I wanted to stop by and tell you some big news about the case." The four ladies switched their attention from the dog. Sitting up in their seats, they stared at Lexi expectantly.
"I found the killer."
Lexi heard four sharp gasps. She saw eight wrinkly eyes narrow. Four grayish-blue heads bent forward across the table.
"Well, who is it?"
Helen asked. "Candace."
"Candace?"
Nan's, Ruth, Helen, and Ida echoed in unison. Lexi nodded, then told them all about the previous day's events. "She's probably at the station, being arrested right now. And maybe even Bronson, too."
"That's fabulous. Another case solved by the Ladies Detective Club."
The other ladies nodded in agreement.
"Solved by the Ladies Detective Club?"
Lexi wrinkled her brow, thinking she had done most of the work.
"Now, dear, don't give us that look. Sure, we sent you off to do all the legwork, but we did do the investigation to find out who pawned the brooch."
"And eliminated the people from Texas and Trixie as suspects when we found they had alibis," Ida added.
"And pushed you in the right direction," Nan said with a firm shake of her head. "Of course, we couldn't have done it without you, though."
The others nodded their agreement.
"Yes, Lexi, nice work," Ruth said. "But I wonder, why would Candace want to murder Chastine?"
Lexi chewed on her lip. That was a good question. Of all the suspects, Candace was the one without a motive.
"She probably was in on it with Bronson. He had a pretty good motive, with Chastine on the brink of marrying into family money."
Ruth tilted her head, apparently thinking about Lexi's theory.
"Well, I just wanted to stop by to let you know the good news.
Sprinkles and I are heading back to the walking trail. It's such a beautiful day, and I need to retrieve her leash. It got tangled in the vines yesterday, and we had to leave it to run off and follow Bronson. It was expensive, and this leash won't last much longer. She held up the frayed end of the purple leash. Lexi got up. Hugging Nan, she bid the other women a good day. Then she picked up Sprinkles and headed out the door. Emerging from the building into the warm sunshine made her feel like singing. Everything was going her way. It was a beautiful day, and soon her life would return to normal. For the first time in weeks, she felt relaxed, looking forward to the future. Nothing could possibly go wrong now.